Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
you
Robert
know that sound?
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Mr. Robert Ford.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Hey, yeah, Robin Fowler. It's not all day.
Just a what did you say, Dickie?
It said Robin Fowler all day. Rob Rouser, right next to the word Rob Rouser in the dictionary is Rob Smiling.
I thought Rob was a habitual line setter. I thought that was it too.
No, I got to put him on that. But he is a Rob Rouser.
That's Draymond Green, right? A habitual line stepper.
Habitual line stepper.
Oh God.
Yes, sir.
Oh
that
man.
Sound, America, we are officially getting started talking sports with the 12th man. Today is June the 27th. We are wrapping up this great, great month. And let's get this party started. I hear a little feedback, so I'm not sure if that's somebody or whatever. But
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
That's me. I'm sorry, that was me. I forgot to mute the TV. I was watching Monday Night Raw. Don't
JQ,
talk about
man.
It.
You okay. Can't be calling in on the show at the bar, man.
Yeah, no, come on, man. Even though I would.
Too, honestly, I'm like, JQ is calling in from the bar. It's like we're on a live remote. But at that sound,
nah, okay.
You can't be having a brewski and doing the show at the same time, man.
Oh, well, you can still do that. You just got to be at the house and do it.
Oh,
JQ, how you doing, man? Let's kind of kick it off. You're already liking it, holding a statement. How you feeling this evening, sir?
My bad, man. I'm good. It's 2 weeks in a row.
Well, you feeling good if you're drinking those beers?
This is one beer. Let's not act like I killed the whole six pack at this point. This is the one beer that I'm drinking for this show, and I'm going to sleep.
Oh man.
Other than Johnny Manziel over there hanging out with me, JQ. Rob,
he's hooking up with Browns now as a Bengal fan. You better watch out.
No, brother. I've been hearing all my Bengal stuff as we speak.
He's going to be rooting for RG3 next.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Rob,
yeah, we just totally disrupted it.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Doing great. Ready to have some fun. Let's talk some sports, fellas. We've been clowns enough.
Oh, man. We're having a good time. Once again, you know, I got to throw out the numbers and all that stuff about us. 424-243-9519. That is our number. Twitter at number 12, THMEN Sports. That's our Twitter handle. And last but not least, in the Facebook universe, go to facebook.com/12man sports. We're talking sports with the 12th man. You will officially find us as well. So, gentlemen, let's get this started. Obviously, a lot of credit to Rob here. I'm just going to sit back and let me talk about a lot of things that are happening with FIFA, World Cup, all that fun stuff. Chile tops Argentina in the Copa final. Rob, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I tell you, in the 0-0 tie, Chile stuns Argentina on penalty kicks. 4-2. It's their second straight Copa American title. Obviously, Argentina has Lionel Messi, who's probably the greatest soccer player on the planet, who still awaits his first title on an Argentina national team. He's never won a national title with Argentina, even though he has several championships playing for Barcelona, and he's a five-time FIFA World Player of the Year, but still hasn't been able to help his Argentina national team win any titles. But congratulations to Chile on winning the Copa American title. And also Messi announced that he's retiring from playing for Argentina as well. So that's a big blow for Argentina.
Do you have anything to add to that, JQ?
Not really. You know, I told Rob that was going to be all him. But you can't take what Messi said right then. That's in the heat of the moment. I wouldn't hold him to that. He may come back, and I think he will. I think they just got to him right, you know, especially him missing a penalty kick, and I'm losing it on penalty kicks. I mean, I think he was just stunned.
Yeah, kicked one right over the crossbar. Francisco Silva converted Chile's winning kick in the shootout finale.
Yeah, I think Messier, like you said, JQ, maybe the heat of the moment, he's like, I'm going to take my ball and go home or whatever. But, you know, that was tough.
Not like a little kid.
That's yeah. Exactly what he said. He was definitely
I'm
in his
sorry. Film. I'm sorry, man. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
That's what he did, though.
But
I think that's what he
that's
did.
That's kind of how it felt, man. But just you hope that's not the case because he's still got, like, a lot of soccer. But that's just something that,
yeah.
Like you said, I think it's a lot of things they're talking. I mean, a lot of upsets. Speaking of upsets, one of the biggest upsets, guys, Iceland literally stuns England in that Euro 2016 final. Rob, you want to talk about this? And then, JQ, stay tuned. Stay on deck with that, too. But what about this, Rob?
Yeah, Iceland with a 2-1 stunning victory over England. This is the furthest they will have advanced in the Euro tournament. They're moving on to the quarterfinals. They're the smallest nation to ever advance to the Euro quarterfinals. As a matter of fact, Iceland is so small, everybody lives on that in the country is on the soccer team. And
come on,
so
come on, Rob.
So I mean, this is big with them upsetting England 2-1 and advancing to the quarterfinals. So that's pretty huge. For all 30 people that, you know,
I told you,
that lives in the
I
country also playing on a soccer team.
Man, I told you, he's been letting off shots all day long.
I know
he has been. He's been letting them go. yeah, that's pretty bad, though, for England to lose to Iceland. That, not a whole lot to say. I saw that the manager resigned after losing it. I mean, I think he was just trying to stay ahead of the chopping block. It's better to say I quit than to say I got fired, I guess. So I think that's pretty it. But, I mean, it was amazing that game. I think they scored 2 goals. It was 1-1, 6 minutes in, which for soccer is unheard of to score that quickly. So, that's pretty bad, England. You got to do better.
Yeah, maybe England is still getting over this Brexit. And it's got the whole soccer team shook up as well. And, that's a pretty bad loss. For England losing 2-1 to little old tiny Iceland.
This is almost one of the worst losses ever, man. So Roy Hodgson, he resigns. You know, talking about not acceptable and whatever. So, like I said, I don't think it's a big deal because I mean, now I don't know enough about the soccer side. I know he's like 68 years old, so maybe like you said, a preemptive strike. That's another situation to talk about. Is there anything else you want to talk about to JQ on that front, sir?
No, that's good enough.
That's good enough.
Let's keep it moving.
I'm just covering all bases because, you know, Rob put it on the freaking thing. I'm like, we got our soccer fix out there.
Well, us being a global radio show that we are on the World Wide Web, we have to cover it. We got to take care of our European and our South American listeners.
We got to diversify our portfolio.
Absolutely. If our friends in South America and Europe, you're going to add some more to it, please call us.
Oh, yeah. I'm not opposed. I'm just giving you – I mean, there's a lot of soccer fans out there, too, so it's just one of those things, too, that, you know, we don't get a chance to – it's not – like every, I guess what's the right word to say? I mean, you got to, you know, have a team. You got to grow up with it in that particular instance too. But we are, it's a good good thing to cover for sure. All right, let's kind of kick it to NBA as I try to make an interesting transition. And free agency, we're going to talk about draft talk, winners and losers. We got a lot of things to discuss about that. But first and foremost, let's talk about Kevin Durant. Some free agent options. He is probably the number one free agent target out there right about now. And I guess, Rob, why don't you kick us off as far as his free agent options, and I guess probability of him staying in OKC is probably pretty good. But what are you hearing on the street with his options right now?
Well, he's already committed to visit and talk with 16. So obviously, he's going to continue to talk with Oklahoma City, which I still believe is still a favorite. I still believe he's going to go back to Oklahoma City, whether that be a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal with a 1-year out. We'll see, but I still think OKC is the favorite. If there's any team that may have a chance outside of OKC, it's Golden State. And obviously he's going to meet with Golden State as well. I mean, this is a chance for them to possibly build a dynasty of a franchise. And in order to make room for Durant, they might have to move Iguodala and Bogut. So that'll be a decision the Warriors have to make if he decides to go to Golden State. The other team he's going to meet with, he's going to meet with the Los Angeles Clippers. He's going to meet with the Boston Celtics. He's going to meet with the Spurs and the Miami Heat. And also a latecomer may get a visit from Durant, and that's the New York Knicks. From what I'm hearing, Durant is very intrigued by the DeRozan and Carmelo Anthony and possibly joining them as well. So he may even be meeting with the New York Knicks as well. But like I said before, I still think OKC is the favorite.
JQ.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that's given New York really a push is his friendship with Carmelo Anthony and them being down there right now getting ready for the Olympics basketball. So I think that's why you're getting a lot more of that Nick chatter just because of that proximity. But I still think it's going to come down to him going back for a two-year deal and being able to opt out again, seeing what Russell Westbrook does, because nothing's really going to change between now and then. I think And next year, if Westbrook goes somewhere else and decides that he can't do it anymore, then that gives Kevin Durant the out to go somewhere else. We're like, okay, if he's leaving, then we ain't gonna be good enough, really. It'll give him a convenient out as opposed to being the first one to leave. And I think it may ultimately come down to that, to just kicking that can down the road for another year to see what happens.
Gotcha. Hey, Rob.
I think another thing, this Oladipo move for OKC. I mean.
Yeah.
I think, that's something that could be a Tyson Durant, too. You got another offensive player who also can get it done on a defensive end that could definitely help them in the Western Conference. Obviously, you give up on Ibaka, but the way Oklahoma City is looking at this, they looked at how well Steven Adams has stepped up. And they're looking at Ibaka possibly as being expendable. And now you get a player that can come out and help you on the perimeter defense, as well as give you some more athleticism at the two-guard position. So we'll see if that was a big enough move to make sure Durant stays in OKC.
I'm getting a little feedback, Rob. Are you hearing a little echo for your voice on your phone, or is that just me, guys?
I am. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Is it me? I don't know. I'm going to have Rob, I'm going to have you call back in. That's okay, and we're gonna just kind of just make sure that we're getting that good. So call back in. I'll stick back here, and I'll have that. I'm gonna hang you up, but the call back in, sir, and then we'll check. Then I'll check your line too, JK. So I'm gonna come back in. America, stand by. I'm gonna get Rob back in a quick second. JQ, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Just making sure that's not feedback on that side. I'm gonna have Rob come back in. I'll finish talking about a couple options too, because I know I'll let you talk about that, because I was going to weigh in on the fact that he named the six teams. I don't know, did he name Washington on that team?
No.
As part of that as well? That's interesting.
No, he's been,
all right,
been pretty adamant that he didn't want to go back home.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm back on.
Yeah, still getting that. All right. JQ, call back in real quick. I want to try you as well, too, if that's okay. Can you do that really quickly?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to hang up and get JQ back in. I was saying that you didn't list Washington as a potential target, which is pretty interesting. So I guess JQ is saying that he's pretty adamant about not going back home. So is that something that you're gearing as well, or what?
Well, obviously Washington wanted to make a really strong push at him, as well as the Lakers, but he has decided not to meet with either one of those two teams at the moment. And so the six teams that I mentioned earlier, he's already agreed to meet with, and possibly he may be adding the New York Knicks to that mix.
Mm.
And to our listeners, we do apologize for the technical difficulties.
Yeah, maybe blog talk. That's okay. All right. And it may be me. So –
yeah, because I'm hearing you as well.
Yeah, I just heard it on your end.
Yeah, I'm going to come off. Is that better? Is that better? Can you hear it? Faded?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So let's talk about the second piece. So anything else you want to comment about that, JQ, any of those teams or anything? I mean, I know this is not really all about Kevin Durant in this instance, but, it's kind of like what's happening with the news. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, like I said, and we – as we go into the draft, we talked about letting Ibaka go because he's going to be a little bit more expensive, I think, than Adams and moving forward. And then you get Sabonis, who's not overly athletic, but it's another wall. So it looks like they've gone the opposite way of, I don't know if we can necessarily play small ball and win, even though we came pretty close. But I do know that we gave them fits with size. So, you know, Cantor's not really that great defensively. But if you get Sabonis to get in there and give them some defensive presence with Adams, they might be trying to combat that Oklahoma City going small by going big and just rebounding and making them adjust to them as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And we'll talk about that. Yep. Good. Rob, you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good call. And I think Kevin Durant has got to go back to OKC and see if this works. I think they got to at least give it another shot for those fans in Oklahoma City.
And they were so close. They were up 3-1. I mean, if they had got swept, I could see him being more likely to leave. But, I mean, they were, you know, tantalizingly close. I mean, I agree, Rob. I feel like you just owe it to yourself to try one more time.
Absolutely. You give it another shot. You sign this 2-year deal with 1-year opt-out, and you give it one more go with Russell Westbrook. See if Oladipo is that big addition. You continue to develop Steven Adams, and you'll see what Sabonis and Cantor can possibly add to your team, too. And, you know, I think you move Deion Waiters to the bench. Maybe he can come off the bench and give you some points. So, you know, give it another run. That's what I say. And I think that's what's going to wind up happening.
Yeah.
One more time. All right. Let's talk about Coach K. We got about 13 minutes here, and coaching the Olympic team. And I guess this is a good question, Rob, that you posed. What's been the toughest job for Coach K? And I guess what did you mean from that particular vantage point from that statement?
What I meant by will this be his toughest Olympic team to coach? And out of all of his Olympic teams that he has coaches, I think this will be, if I'm not mistaken, his third. I think he started in 2008 and did the 12, and this will be 2016. Will this be his toughest Olympic team to coach? And my answer to that would be, I think this is still going to be a very good team. And international basketball, you have to have shooters on your basketball team. And from what I can see, we still got Kevin Durant. Carmelo Anthony thrives in Olympic competition. He can shoot the basketball. You're going to have Kyrie Irving. You're going to have Kyle Lowry. You got Klay Thompson, another great shooter. DeMarcus Cousins played outstanding in the last international competition. And you're getting Paul George back. You got Draymond Green, who can, you know, get it done on both ends of the floor. So I still look at this team as a team that's going to be capable of bringing back the gold medal for the United States. And, you know, do you have LeBron James or Kobe Bryant in his prime? No, you don't have that. But I still think this team is very much very capable of bringing home another gold medal. And, I look at it as being very similar to the last two. He's going to be the favorite, and I think he'll do a great job coaching this team.
Gotcha. Stand by. We got a call, so I'm going to, like, take this patch this in. Hello, caller. Welcome to Pocket Sports with 12th Man.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Hello. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Calling in on behalf of your female sports fans. I'm a huge fan of the show. Actually, a new fan of the show. I love the commentary. My question, you guys mentioned Coach K, so it kind of ties into what my question is. But I just wanted to say I love the commentary, especially Robert Ford. Robert, I think your stats are amazing and your recall and the accuracy. I especially loved your top 10 and where you placed Kobe, even though you took some flack for it.
No, hey.
Wow.
Who put this person through?
Wow, I appreciate the compliment. Thanks a lot.
I'm just messing with you.
But like I said, it ties in. I'm just a huge sports fan. So last summer I read the book, The 11 Rings by Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So in light of the NBA draft and the top 10, you know, old-time NBA players, I wanted to know what you guys' top 5 or maybe your top 3 NBA coaches would be, because no team's a team without the coach or the leader. So, Mr. Ford, why don't you go first?
Wow, that's an outstanding question, and we appreciate you bringing it up on our show. I would still, even though I wasn't a huge Boston Celtics fan, I still would probably have to put Red R back number one as far as, and we're talking NBA coaches, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, NBA coaches. So Red,
yeah,
you would make Red R back number one?
I would go Red R back number one because what he did as a head coach, he just outsmarted every other head coach and general manager in the NBA back in that day. And, I mean, there was nobody on his level. Obviously, the game has advanced a lot further along since he's been in the league. But I would still put him number one. I would have to go with Phil Jackson number two for what he did
okay.
for the Lakers as well
Uh-oh.
As the Bulls, both of those franchises
yeah,
winning
right
championships. So I would definitely have to put him number two. And third,
okay.
I'm going to go with Greg Popovich, who – I would say he's won, helped the Spurs win five championships and a dual role as well as a head coach and general manager. I think he pushes
think
the right buttons. And even though the Spurs have not won a title for, I guess, the last 2 years now, I would still say he's the best coach in the game right now. And so I would say those will be my top three NBA
okay.
coaches. I'm sure my counterparts are going to give their shot at it as well.
Okay.
And so – and some of your name callers, too, by the way. We want to address you as well, too, because we appreciate you checking in.
My name's Marianne.
Marianne.
Where are you calling
I'm
from,
sure
Marianne?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Where are you calling from?
From North Carolina.
Woohoo!
North Carolina. No wonder she liked the Coach K reference. Okay.
I did. I picked up on that right away.
But hopefully you're a Tar Heel fan.
I am.
this almost sounds like it's kind of like
go Tar Heels.
Okay.
This is a good phone call here.
And I'm gonna jump in too because I'm probably because it's almost one situation too. I thought the same thing too with Rob, like Red Auerbach. I thought about obviously with Phil Jackson and then as well as Greg Popovich too. That's what I was thinking as well. Go ahead, Jakey.
Okay, Jaquan, I'm rooting on you. I need some Chuck Daly and some Pat Riley in there somewhere.
No. I was never gonna put Chuck Daly in there. I'm sorry. I mean he was a great coach, but if you know me, I'm not putting anybody from Michigan in there. But I really have to go. I was going to go with those three that Rob just came up with. I probably would slide Red down only because. Is that me doing that? I would have the same three, but I probably would have Phil first and Pop second, and then third and Red. But I had the same three.
Okay.
Love it. Hold on, I'm dropping.
We apologize for the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
If I drop off, it may cut off the show. Rob, I'm gonna try to hold you off here. Let me put you on hold real quick here. Mute him. Mute me.
Yeah.
All right, Marianne. Like I said, apologies because this is a. I think this is a Blog Talk Radio thing, but that's okay.
Yeah, this is
okay.
typical.
Before I hang up, again, thank you guys.
Yeah,
I love the commentary.
No, you're awesome.
And
you're
again,
awesome.
Yes, appreciate it.
Just to be able to rattle up those stats, I love it. I love it, Robin. But for the record, for me, Phil Jackson, Chuck Daly, Pat Riley.
Okay.
Thanks, guys, for doing
not bad.
Job.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
okay.
I would probably have to put Pat Riley number four, so I would say he just missed the cut.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ford.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Continue to spread the word.
I will.
Check in with us next week, too. We'd love to get your feedback, too. I know we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA draft and whatnot. So definitely we'd love to hear your feedback as well from that vantage point, too. So call in more. We appreciate
okay.
the female listeners and callers, and we'd love to get that perspective as well, too. So it's awesome.
And definitely reach out to us during college basketball season so we can get that ACC coverage.
Yeah. You know, Drake, I'll make sure of that.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
we had a fee. I love the call. That was awesome, and we appreciate the love too, man. So we
absolutely.
We appreciate that. Rob, good job getting some fans and loving the stats. So we appreciate you as well, sir, because you always do a fantastic job with that too. So and
it's a team
and
effort.
A lot of love for the,
appreciate everybody.
For the, and North Carolina loves too, so we love that. So
oh man, okay,
and I guess too. It's been good, and now it's a good time. We've got about 4 minutes here, so I definitely want to definitely do a quick little recap as far as the draft. And I know it was no surprise about the Sixers taking Ben Simmons with the number one pick. So, JQ, anything you want to kind of talk about the draft and get your feedback as far as your team and what you thought about what happened? I know, obviously, getting Ingram, that wasn't a surprise, and everything kind of happened. So you want to talk about the draft really quickly?
Yeah, I thought they had a good draft where they were slotted. They got a good value in Zubac in the second round. I was really impressed, though, with the Phoenix Suns to walk away with the turn three picks and the Chris and Bender in the top 10. I thought that was a really underrated showing by them. And then I look at Denver. They just went out and said, what did we do? What have we not been able to do well? We have not been able to shoot the three-point ball. And they went out and got four pretty good shooters. So I was like, for those two were the ones that stuck out for me the most.
Yeah. And you were okay with the Lakers getting, you kind of said that. There wasn't really a surprise as far as that vantage point as well, right? You pretty much knew that was going to happen. So.
Yeah. And they got good value in the second round, so I'm pleased with it. I just don't want them to overspend a free agency on somebody that's not worth $24 million. That's just me.
I'll let Rob get his pick in, but I was surprised. Literally watching the draft, and we were all, literally glued to the television. And then right at the draft – the first commercial is Ben Simmons, and I'm like, oh, man, they didn't waste any time, initially with that, too.
Right.
But, Rob, anything about that, Sixers select Simmons, like I said, last number one pick is Allen Iverson. So you can only hope that he makes a type of effect. But I'm kind of curious because you're in LSU country. What do you think about that pick? Is he going to be better in the pros than he was in college? And that's a whole other conversation, but what are your thoughts about that initially?
He ain't got to go to school.
Well, I think he would definitely be a better pro player than obviously a college player. And he wasn't a bad college player. Averaged 19 points by 11 rebounds. Sees the floor extremely well, but he's going to have to develop an outside shot at the next level. That's about the thing he's got to really work on. And also it's an off-the-ball defense. He's going to have to work on that a little bit more. Seeing ball, seeing man. And becoming a better defensive player off the ball. He's a solid defender on the ball, but he's going to have to get a little bit better off the ball. But still, I think the Sixers overall had a really good draft, given Timothy Luwawu at 24 and Furkan Korkmaz at 26. Those guys I thought were going to go somewhere between 10 and 20. So, they get a little bit of shooting, they get a little bit more athletic, and then you can only hope that some of these big men on their roster stay healthy. And now you really just need to find a point guard on that team that can really facilitate, going forward, or else Ben Simmons is going to be the point forward. But I like what they did overall. I'm going to finish my draft analysis because I got a lot more I want to talk about the draft. But let's go ahead and close out our live portion of the show. We'll finish our draft coverage and our OT portions. I apologize to our listeners that we can't get the rest of this information to you live. But on tomorrow, all the NBA fans, click on the same link on your lunch breaks. In the morning when you wake up, getting dressed. When you come home, tomorrow evening, click on the same link. We'll get you the rest of this NBA draft coverage. And we got a few other sports we may even dibble and dab into in our OT portion. So make sure you click on the same link on tomorrow, and we'll get this information to you. Next week, we'll be back on Monday night. It's going to be July 4th. We're going to be popping fireworks on our show next Monday night, talking sports with a 12th man. We're going to be live and kicking it. We'll be talking sports. We'll get our NBA free agency started. So we'll probably be getting some of the news in that regard. And we still have some preparations coming up, college football and NFL. Major League Baseball, JQ ready to go to San Diego. And
yes,
so we'll be getting you covered for all of that. So you don't want to miss our show on next Monday night. Good night, people.
Yeah, we get a little Olympic skeet shooting in there we're going to talk about next week. No, I'm just playing with you, Rob. Appreciate all y'all.
You never know we're going to sneak in there.
Appreciate y'all for dialing in. San Diego, I'll see you in a little week.
once again, thank you everyone for listening to the show. Shout out to you, Mario, once again for Cleveland. I know there's a lot of love for you, and obviously it's very. Lila, thanks for calling in, and we are officially heading into the OT portion of Talking Sports with the 12th man. All right, Rob, we are going to spend pretty much a lot of the OT talking about winners and losers and everything from that perspective, too. I think I heard you crying all the way in New Orleans about whenever you guys didn't get Chris Dunn, but hopefully you're okay with all the rest of your picks and everything like that, sir.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily put the Pelicans in the winners category, but I would give them a B.
Oh.
You know, getting Buddy Hield and giving Cheek Diallo, a guy who's got a lot of potential, a great athlete. He'll be a big man, I think, to help the Pelicans defensively, rebounding. He's got a long way to go offensively, but he can probably be a reserve guy and come off the bench and help him in that regard. But I wouldn't put him in the winners or losers category. I just got him somewhere in the middle. I got him as a B as far as the draft grade. But some other winners that I have, JQ's Lakers, I have him down as a winner. And, you know, Brandon Ingram, I think, is a guy that can come in and help them almost right away. They helped them with some outside shooting, something that they desperately need. You know, I don't like giving the Lakers too many compliments, but, you know, I'm fair. You know,
yeah, we know.
I give credit where credit is due. No, my job is to be objective, so that's what I'm going to do here. You know, I give Lakers, I gave them an A for their draft as well. Minnesota, I got to give them an A too. I mean, I thought Chris Dunn was the third best player in this draft, and I think he fits perfectly with Tom Thibodeau, a defensive point guard who can also, you know, distribute offensively. He can get to the rack as well. Good athlete. I think he's perfect. When you look at that roster, they are shaping up perfectly to be in the contender in the Western Conference here in the next few years. When you look at Wiggins, when you look at Carl Anthony Towns, when you look at Chris Dunn, and I'm drawing a blank on the guy that's competing on the slam dunk competition.
LaVine.
Yeah.
Yeah, LaVine.
Yeah. And so Josh LaVine. And so this is a team that I think going forward is going to be really competitive. JQ mentioned Denver. I like what they did too. Getting Jamal Murray, I think he's got potential to be a big-time scorer in the NBA. And I think he's only going to get better. I mean, he only played 1 year college and averaging 20 points after freshman year. And the big guy from Spain, too, he's a stretch four. He may be a draft and stash player. I'm not sure if he's going to come in right away. But Denver, if you look at their team, kind of like the Lakers, their weakness was outside shooting. So you get a Murray. You get a Malik Beasley, two guys that can come in and shoot the ball. And like I said, Juan Hernan Gomez is a stretch four that can really shoot the ball from Spain. Another good pick from the Nuggets, whether he's coming this year or next year. And JQ also mentioned Phoenix. I like what they did. Bender and Chris alone. You don't need to say anything else. That's, you know, getting those two, probably the two better forwards in this draft. I like what Memphis did, too. Wade Baldwin, I think this guy can be a player. He's got long arms. I think he can play either guard position. I think he'll be perfect at the point, though. And I think he would do great going forward. Also, getting Rod Zagorak, a swingman from Serbia. And Wayne Zeeland, a big seven-footer from China, coming off an injury, would probably got picked a lot higher than what he did if he wasn't coming off an injury. So beware of what Memphis did, too. And Detroit, getting Henry Ellison at 18, I thought was a steal. Big rugged player, can score. Might be a little weak defensively, and maybe why he slid to 19, but I still like the pick for the Pistons. And getting Michael Jibinagy from Syracuse in the second round, I thought was good. And I like what your Hawks did, too, JQ.
JQ.
I mean, Andre, I'm sorry. Serene Prince and DeAndre Bembry. I think those are two guys that can really come and help them. Both could be very good Damari Carroll-type players for the Hawks. And even though the guy they drafted in the second round, Ajay Cordonnier from France, he's a great athlete and needs to improve his jump shot. But I think he's going to be a draft stash kind of player for Atlanta. But he's, like I said, he's got a lot of potential. Great athleticism. And my last winner before I get to my losers, DeJounte Murray, a lone guard from Washington, going to the Spurs. I thought this was huge. There's another combo guard. And I think the Spurs project him as a guy that could possibly develop into the starting point guard of the future, replacing Tony Parker. And this is also a guy I thought could go in the top 15 of the draft as well. My two losers real quick, you got to go with the Sacramento Kings. I don't know what they were thinking in this draft. Drafting a kid, the big center from Greece, Georgios Papagiannis, and I couldn't understand that pick. I mean, I thought that was a big-time reach. Gael LaBrassiere. So what?
So neither did DeMarcus Cousins.
I thought the Kings, I think they drafted really bad. I mean, Isaiah Cousins might be the best pick, and he was, what, into the second round, the guard from Oklahoma. And my last loser was Toronto. I thought they reached slightly on both of their picks. Jacob Poole, center from Utah, and Pascal Siakam, power forward from New Mexico State. I don't think most people thought he would get drafted, let alone being a late first-round pick. You can make a case about the Celtics, too, being a loser. I thought they obviously reached on their first two picks.
Yep.
But the reason why I didn't really classify them as a loser, I really like all their second-round picks. I thought they got a lot of steals in the second round with Demetrius Jackson, Ben Battille, and getting Deontay Davis, too. So I thought they did really well in the second round.
Yeah, that Brown pick,
yeah.
I was baffled at.
You were not a fan
of sorry,
that
JQ.
Is that your center? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I said that Brown pick, I was baffled at. I didn't understand that. I thought Dunn was the third best player in this draft, and I think they oversold their hand in terms of all their draft assets. They should have pulled the trigger on one of the deals and made it happen.
Yep. As you know, and gentlemen, there's a lot of trades that happened. I know we didn't talk about that as well. I mean, we have to continue to talk about a ton of trades happened that night. And if you're the Celtics, you would think that, you know, they were really hot and heavy about getting some things. And, you know, that Philadelphia was pretty hot on that pick, too. So I'm sure they could have made something happen. I mean, I'm not sure, like, I know Jaylen Brown's is definitely an elite athlete, obviously. But, you know, it's a couple things that they could have probably, if you really could have wanted to grab, like, a Jahlil Okafor, you could have made some things happen, I would think. So that, you know, to get a little bit more height on that team, too. But that's just, you hope it definitely comes into play. I'm just going to comment really quickly on your Sacramento Kings, Rob, and Marcus Chris. And that was a great thing because, like you said, there's a lot of things. I know you said that you had Chris Dunn as the third best player out there. Marcus Chris was probably a huge upside, and he falls right in the Kings' lap, and what they just traded. So you're like, ah! You know, so that if you're the Kings, you're definitely questioning their motive because they could have had Marcus Chris right there too. So that's something that, you know, you hope that didn't come back to bite him in the butt. You know, from there, too. But, you know.
And Chris is still a little
like
raw,
said,
but he's got a lot of athleticism, and he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Talent. Mm-hmm. Talent. That's the thing, though. I mean, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, that's with anything at this juncture. But I just felt like that would have been a player you would have loved to see make that, you know, training. Because they're starving for something, you know. But I just didn't understand that as well. But, like I said, JQ, do you want to talk about anything else? I know I kind of jumped in there, too. Is there anything else you want to comment about that? Your winners or losers, anything what Rob said?
Yeah, no, he about covered about what I was thinking outside of what I put in before we went to the OT portion. I mean, it was jumbled, only because it's kind of hard to kill anybody unless you do something just so terribly bad because it wasn't a superstar heavy draft. You had those two guys and then another tier where I think Chris Dunn was on that tier by himself and then another tier down from like 4 to, you know, 5 to 10 and then just a drop off at 10. So I can't really kill anybody when you're drafting 12 from behind if you can't move up to get somebody because at that point they're all like Milwaukee with Thon Maker. That could be a terrible decision or it could be fantastic. You know, like it's just so volatile.
Rob, I'm going to ask you since you're kind of you know, you're pretty good. I give you a lot of credit. I know I kind of give you a hard time sometimes. But really quickly about the Hawks.
Hey, we ain't got you no more.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I want to talk about the Hawks and talk about Buddy Hill. You're fine. But so that's not funny, but it is funny. I was going to ask you about, you know, about Prince. You know, we got, you know, Taurean Prince at number 12. Now, here in the ATL, we were like, this is a guy that it was a surprise at number 12. And should we be like, that was a good pick? Was that a bad pick at that time? Should we, you know, kind of move down, acquire more picks? What's your thought? I mean, because he does seem like a Damari Carroll clone. And DeAndre Bembry, he just seems like he's, you know, he's athletic, but, you know, not really, kind of has a broke jumper. But other than that, maybe there's things that we can work on. But what are your thoughts about the – and I love the French player, too. I loved Kay Fielder until we traded him to Cleveland, but that's a whole other conversation, too. But tell me a little bit about the first two picks here and your thoughts about that. Was it too high for him or what?
Well, Bembry and the guy from France, I thought were really good picks and good value where you got them. Prince was a slight reach, but I still think the Hawks got overall have a very good draft. All three of these guys are very athletic, and when you look at Prince and Bembry, I think they could be Damari Carroll clones, but I think they're even a lot more athletic than Carroll is, both of them. And they both are a little longer, so they probably could be really good on the defensive end as well. So I really like those picks. And like I said, even though the French guy, his shot is not there, that's what he really needs to work on. Or, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a stash, you know, a draft and stash kind of player. But if he can ever develop a shot, you know, to go with his athleticism, he could be really steal in this draft too. And you know, and you got to go with Mike Budenholzer. Is that I'm saying his name right?
Yep.
Yeah, you got
it. Drunk self.
Okay. Okay.
With his drunk ass.
Sorry.
Well, you know, he comes from the Spurs, so you know they'll find some good international players here and there. So you hope that you know some of that comes with them from San Antonio. I hope that this guy from France is going to help you.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw
the
day, Rob, but Coach Bud had a DUI case today from when he got pulled over like 3 years ago to he had one glass of wine with his line. So the only thing about it I wanted to throw out there is I don't know if you saw it, Dre. On Sunday night, you know, they had the Sports Zone show after the 11 o'clock news. It comes at like 11:35. Terrence Moore from the AJC was on there, and he just destroyed the Hawks draft. He said, well, so what did the team do? They trying to find somebody, one, to stop LeBron, clearly. And two, he said they got a whole team full of three and D wing players. What they do, they went and drafted two more. I was like, he may have a point. So, yeah. I mean, I think I saw Embry play against Cincinnati in the tournament, and he just has an old man YMCA kind of game to him where he never is really fast, but he just seems to be fast enough to get by and get to the rim. I really enjoyed that pick for y'all. But the Prince pick, I think you might have not got killed as much if you took Embry higher and got Prince at the slot. If they had swapped slots, I think you may not got killed as much, because at least Embry has the A-10 player of the year kind of stuff behind him. I was looking like, who is
That's
Prince,
true.
And why are they doing that at 12? Like, you traded Jeff Teague for him, basically, is what you're saying.
It's kind of a little underwhelming because, I mean, we were expecting to, you know, like I said, and I know – we were a huge fans of Buddy Hield. I know, like, that was your first choice, Rob. That's what we were trying to, like, I thought we were going to kind of string another pick to make that happen. But, you know, we couldn't get that. But just that initial thought of getting a better player in that lottery position. So, I'm at a loss for words. I am hoping that we do strike lightning in a bottle with another French player. Maybe I'm not saying it's going to be Tony Parker, but even a Ginobili, we'll take that at this juncture, too. Some of that can actually – you know, be scoring and give us that. Yeah, I'd get Batum too, but, you know, we'll see how that plays out. I know Summer League is actually coming up in the next week or so. Let's talk about that too. We got about 2 minutes, Rob. I definitely wanted to – do you want to talk about Buddy Hield real quick or anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up the show or what?
Well, I mean, the only thing I'm going to say about Buddy Hield is I hope he turned out to be a great player.
I know that's right.
Rob is not a fan. Rob is not a fan.
Well, I mean,
he's a specialist.
You know, I mean, I think based on who was on the board, I don't have a problem with the pick. I mean, you would have to go, in my opinion, either Buddy Hield, Jamal Murray, or Marquise Chris in that situation. So I don't have a problem based on – obviously, I was maybe a little wishful thinking for Chris Dunn. But I think based on who was aboard, you take a score and Hield in hopes that his game would translate to the NBA. As a fan, obviously, that's what I hope for.
Good. Yeah, he's kind of even to kill. Rob, we got 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and end this portion of Talking Sports Web and set us up for next week, sir.
All right, next week, people. Once again, as I said earlier, we're gonna be popping firecrackers on our show next Monday night, July 4th, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. for our friends in the Bay Area, Los Angeles. Make sure you're tuning in. We'd like to thanks for the love from North Carolina tonight. So, once again, on next Monday night, we'll be on the air at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss us on next week. We'll be getting into NBA free agency. I'm sure it will be the hot topic on our show on next Monday night. Good night, people.
Man, I need a chick from, like, Kentucky or Southern Indiana to call. We can say, I like that guy from Cincinnati.
He's got a nice Midwestern draw. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to us. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh,
JQ's looking for the person from San Diego. I love the guy from San Diego. Yeah, that's what you need to get to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get on the board.
It's been a pleasure. We thank everyone, all of our guests, for checking us out. I do think, guys, it was a problem with Blog Time. But we'll see you guys next.